Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Looking for family fun this winter? Join NU Basketball at Welsh Ryan. Single game tickets and family plans are on sale now at nusports.com. Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller will, in fact, remain on injured reserve for the remainder of the season, which means he will not play. So Coach John Fox says that Fuller was not the best option for a roster spot right now. That is his exact words. Fuller had knee surgery in August. Meanwhile, the Bears, who are getting ready for their game on Saturday against Washington to practice today, did not have Eddie Goldman available. He sat out once again. The Blackhawks soon will get back goaltender Corey Crawford, and hockey analyst Eddie Olczyk says that is a terrific thing.
Corey Crawford, like I said, who, in my opinion, is a Vezina Trophy finalist right now. There is no doubt in my mind, obviously, before the appendectomy, he was a top three goaltender in the National Hockey League with the way that he was playing and the numbers that he had behind him.
That is Olczyk with Mully and Hanley today on The Score. Crawford is hoping to play Friday when they take on Colorado. Marian Hossa questionable for that game. He has an upper body injury. The Bulls are coming off one of their best games of the season in a win against Detroit. They will play at home against the Wizards tonight. Cleveland Cavaliers guard J.R. Smith will miss the next 4 to 6 weeks. He's having thumb surgery. Baseball, the White Sox have outrighted reliever Matt Perk, so he is done with the team. And to football again, police in Arizona say Patriots receiver Michael Floyd had a blood alcohol level of 0.217. That was when he was arrested earlier this month. He was arrested for DUI. The Cardinals waived him before he was then claimed by New England. This update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales Event is going on now. And business cards from American Express can help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. So find out how American Express open cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs, 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
For all the talk all week about how cold and everything, for two guys who play for the Chicago Bears who respect tradition, a lot of respect to the guys who came out there with no sleeves. With all the stuff that's been said. With all the silly stuff that's been said about it. But I'm serious, because you're creating a culture. Right. You're creating a culture. You go out there. You know, Dan Hampton played without sleeves.
Right?
Jim Culver played without sleeves. Dick Buckets played without sleeves. When I was in the Chicago Bears locker room, Big Cat Williams told me, we don't play with sleeves. So you don't play with sleeves. It's simple as that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, you hear all the conversation about, does this mean a guy's tough, or, you know, what is he thinking going out there like that? It's a mentality.
You know what? It does mean you're tough. That's what it means. And if it's all right nowadays to get your eyebrows waxed and your toenails done, it's all right to be tough too sometimes.
Boers and Bernstein.
Go Bears.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And at 203. You might know that first voice you heard there, because I think he's with us right now.
Yeah, I think we're interrupting his Manny Petty to bring him on. Olin Kreutz is with us on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX. Man, that was great stuff, Olin. And so
I was walking my dog, Sleevis, and I shaved the hair off his arms, too.
Yeah. Chicago tough dog. There you go. Hey, what is going on with Kyle Fuller? Can you figure out either from his standpoint or the team perspective about what's happening publicly? Who is gaining from this, and what's the reason for it?
It's hard to tell, right, Dan, when you're not in the building, what exactly is going on. Let me say that I have been around a lot of players who have been cleared by the doctors or the team that have not been ready to go yet. So if Kyle Fuller says that his leg is still bugging him or whatever it may be, it just doesn't seem like anybody benefits from what Vic Fangio did. And maybe we get a look into why Vic Fangio has not been a head coach yet. Because if you want to lose a locker room, or you want to lose a player, player's respect for you, then you go out there and challenge the fact that maybe he's not chomping at the bit, pretty much saying that this guy is not playing because he's soft or he doesn't want to play. So that kind of stuff bugs me because, you know, I'd be all right with it maybe if I was in the building and Vic Fangio is saying that stuff to his face. But to come out there to a press conference and say that kind of stuff about a player who's been out for a while, who's a first-round pick, who, you know, people are going to talk about anybody and wonder why he's not around. And then you pretty much say, and, you know, of course, this is a great moment for the whole I've been misquoted scenario, right? But you pretty much come out and say, well, you know, the guy's not chomping at the bit to play, so he's cleared by the doctors. He's 100% healthy, and that's why he's not playing.
You know, it's different. We went through this with the Bulls and Derrick Rose. We went through this after he was cleared by doctors, and it was specifically because it was considered the next phase of his rehab. It was this is the time now when all you can do, and to get back, you can't return unless you play. And it's time, and it was from an ACL rehab, it's time to get back out there. And maybe you're not 100%, but you've got to play. Otherwise, you may never get back to 100%. So there was actually something medical therapeutic about wanting to push his return because it's what the doctors were saying had to be done. This doesn't sound like that to me. This doesn't sound like, yeah, you've got to do this because the doctors believe that it's an important part of you coming back. It was flat out from those of us that speak fluent coach.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Yeah, this was flat out. Yeah, well, we don't know. We're not at that point. Yeah, we can't tell. We don't know further. The player has to want to play. So it just, it seemed really harsh.
Yeah, there is a point when you come back from injury where you've done everything you can do in the weight room or the training room and your leg is strong enough and you do have to get out there on the field and get that conditioning part of it, the quick cuts and the taking the impact from certain guys hitting you and things of that nature. But if he is feeling something in that leg and that is what he's saying, I don't care what the doctor says, because sometimes the doctor who did the surgery is the one that clears you, so it's his job to get you back on the field too. So if you're telling him, look, I don't think your surgery works, there could be a problem there between the doctor and what Kyle Fuller is saying. So who knows what happened here? I don't even understand why the Bears, with all the problems they got, why come out and create this problem for themselves? But pretty crazy to me that I know if I was a player and a coach said that about me, we would definitely have some words.
Did you run across it? Did anybody you played with, did you think he was healthy and he didn't want to play? Have you ever heard this before of a player where they just sort of go, maybe you in your heart know, maybe some of your teammates knew it and you just didn't say anything or whatever you guys would do. But have you run across this before where there might be somebody that Olin Kreutz says, you know, I don't know if he really wants to play anymore?
No, yeah. I mean, you can tell when guys, football is a tough sport. And, you know, it's you can tell when guys lose that passion for it or they just don't want to be out there anymore. But you also can't tell with a lot of these guys. You don't ever want to question if a guy is really injured or not, because if they are still sore, if there is still some pain in that leg or whatever injury you may have, if you're not fully recovered from that and you don't feel like you should be out there playing, you're doing more damage to your knee or your elbow or whatever it may be, then you know, you have to take care of yourself first, because your body is your business. I mean, make no mistake about it. That body is the reason why you're going to make money. So I have seen it before. I've come across it, and then I've come across both sides where maybe the guy, he ended up really being healthy, and I came across the other side where The doctor did screw up the surgery and they had to go back in and clean it out again. So who knows what's going on here? It seems crazy to me that a defensive coordinator on a 3-11 team would come out and attack Kyle Fuller like that.
Yeah, a couple times I'm trying to remember from the years that I covered the team, there was a running back named Robert Green, and I don't think you were there yet, Olin. And Robert Green, a little scat back, sort of third down back type, and he had a knee issue, and the team doctor said, "You're fine, you're fine, you're fine." He insisted there was something not fine, and he went to a doctor in Washington, and it was a thing that the Bears felt insulted, and they didn't like it, and he said something similar. It's like, look, I got to look out for my body. The other thing I remember, and maybe you were here, do you remember when Alonzo Spellman refused to have surgery?
No, I don't.
Okay, because
I didn't play with Alonzo.
Okay, so. You weren't there yet, because Alonzo Spellman was told by the team, look, you have a shoulder issue. We need to do arthroscopic surgery to go in there and look around or clean something out, and he simply refused to do it. So they suspended him for like medical insubordination, and they could never quite figure out exactly why. But it turns out he had all sorts of underlying other issues and was mentally ill. But that was the only other time I can remember that you had this sort of tension with the medical people in the organization. And I guess you're right. You don't know why it's Fangio, both Fox and Fangio. We should say it wasn't just Fangio. It was Fox, too, in his sort of way, how he just sort of lets words kind of burble out of his mouth as he kind of harumps his way through it. But that's as close as teams get to just calling out a player. And then they say he can't talk. The organization tells him not to talk. And if I were in his position, I don't care what the organization said. If my ass is out the door anyway, I'm talking.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I'm definitely at least talking to Fox and Fangio and asking them, you know, exactly what did you mean by what you said? And definitely not happy about what they said about me, you know, pretty much putting out there that I'm healthy, I just don't want to play, and I'm not, you know, whatever words they use, chomping at the bit. I mean, I would be pissed off, man. I mean, I would drive straight to the building and walk straight in Fangio's office and ask him what he meant by that. Because a lot of these times, these coaches now, I mean, the funny thing about coaches is they're the quickest guys to talk tough, but sometimes they're not the toughest individuals in the world, now, let's be honest.
Yeah, because that sort of brands you. I mean, now wherever he goes after this, I don't know if a new team, I think he'll land someplace else. But Olin, he's going to be branded forever with this. We're not going to say anything, but we better keep an eye open for this guy. I mean, that's why when you say that about somebody and then you gag order him, oh, my God, come on, give me a break. I assume he'll get to say something before the season is over, but that's a tough call for a football player when your team says, I don't think he wants to play.
It is. It is, you know, especially being a former player, just a strange situation that they would choose to handle it like that. I mean, you have to know that those questions are coming when you walk up on that podium, and you have to handle it in a better way. And like I said, maybe a quick look into why Fangio hasn't been a head coach as of yet.
A lot of people talking about the college players who are the college stars and future first-round draft picks who have made the decision to forego participation in their team's bowl game because they are, quote-unquote, preparing for the NFL draft, whether they're actually preparing or not. They're certainly preparing to not risk injury.
Sounds good.
And I totally get it, and I'm with them. I think that having been a part of a free labor force and an exploitative system that has used them without giving them a say in what's going on, the supposed seat at the table, I am not mad at guys who do that. Are you?
No, me either. And, you know, I came out early. I came out my pretty much my third year in college and came out as a true junior. I was only 20 years old, and I played in a low. Actually, played in a low bowl. Was my last bowl game. I played at the University of Washington. Played Michigan State, and I'd be lying to you if I wasn't saying that. You know, I was on the field worried about getting injured. You know, you're worried about this is your dream. This is what you've always wanted to do, is play in the NFL. And like you said, I mean, they they make a lot of money off of these kids. They make a ton of money off of these kids, and they have to worry about their future. I mean, our careers are so short, and we only have a limited time to make the money we can make to live off of after our career. So definitely not against them making that decision. Think that if the schools want them to play, they should find a way to maybe cover them with insurance or some kind of money that would, if they got hurt, it would show their true value.
Do you think you got, even in those 3 years, did you get anything close to actual scholarship value? Do you feel educated? Do you feel like it was what everything the school says about, oh, we're giving this big free education? Is that true? Or is it,
I mean, you get, you know, especially a kid from Hawaii, I mean, they give you a full scholarship and, you know, they pay for your living and they pay for your food and they pay for everything else. So, it's definitely a huge opportunity to get to go to a major college and go there and go to classes and learn and you know, just get to broaden your horizons a little more. And it's just, you know, it's the next step to, you know, I'd be lying if I said that I was there trying to become an engineer or something. Obviously, my goal was to try to play in the NFL. So, it was, you know, you're trying to go to school but you're just trying to be a good student, but you also are becoming an adult. It's the first time you live away from your parents. It's the first time you grow up. So, it's a huge opportunity, but right now, really the only option you have to get to the NFL.
I tell something different I wanted to ask you, and that's this station, and it always happens when things are going this way, that getting a lot of love from Matt Barkley. I don't know, we talked to Big Cat about this, and where do you stand on him? I mean, I think that just it's enough for me, if I'm him, just to say, you know what, he sort of entered in the picture for maybe the second quarterback. Maybe he's earned an invitation back to camp to be that. I mean, beyond that, do you see anything beyond that with him?
No, not as of yet. I mean, he makes some good plays, and you know, I mean, the guy has 7 interceptions and 6 touchdowns in 4.5 games. So, 7 picks in 4.5 games. I'm already worried, but you know, you turn the film on and you watch. You know, there's some plays where he makes a lot of good plays, and he plays pretty well in that no huddle 2-minute offense. And I like to see them go to that earlier. But you know, you have to get at least 5, 6, 7 games on film in NFL. Or maybe even sometimes a year on film in NFL where people learn how to scheme you, learn where you want to go with the ball, and then you're going to see that. You know, for example, Carson Wentz, right? I mean,
yep.
he came out looking so good, and finally someone shut him down, and he's seen the same thing every week, and he hasn't learned how to beat it yet. So, you know, Barkley's, you know, 4.5 games and 7 interceptions. I would say, no, I have not seen what I want to see out of him yet.
And now you've finally gotten a chance to, as a talk show host, to get a taste of what Terry is talking about what it's like. This station, for me, a lot of it goes back to all of the talk between Rex Grossman and Kyle Orton and what that was and what it turned into. And you see how tribal people get and how people want to, especially with quarterbacks in this town. I can't speak to other markets. I don't know if it's this way in Pittsburgh or in Philadelphia or somewhere else, but I know that this town gets really silly about quarterbacking. And we already have people say, yeah, it's Barkley, and he's better than Cutler, and he's better than Hoyer, and I'll never understand it. I remember talking to both Rex and Kyle about it at the time, and they thought it was ridiculous. They couldn't understand somebody like, I don't know, we don't know why people are saying all this stuff.
Well, first of all, they're passionate, but no, Barkley is not better than Cutler, and he is not better than Hoyer. Now, at this time, I mean, who knows as time goes on, but right now, at this time, when you turn the film on, you don't see a guy better than either of those guys. So, you know, Chicago fans are passionate, and I know how you can get, because I snapped at those 5,500 different quarterbacks while I played, and you're just dying for that one guy, right? You want to be that guy, and I remember being one of those guys in the locker room, and I think this is the guy, and then, oh, no, he's not.
You know, the other thing is, too, as it was, I don't know if it's easier on a Bears fan's mind just to get stomped like they're getting stomped or to come back and lose a game like that. I mean, you get back to the game, you tie the game up, you have a questionable decision to go for a field goal instead of continue to try to get the ball in the end zone, and then it wouldn't have mattered. But I don't know what's worse. I mean, you look at it and you go, oh, well, yeah, they came back from that. But then, yeah, it's still the Bears, and they still end up losing on a pass that no one on God's green earth alone should you be able to complete in that situation in my football world.
Yeah, just a lot of mistakes made at the end of the game. And the coaching side, they're mistakes because, you know, I'm not being right. But, you know, run the clock down there if you're going to take the field goal and not go for the win. And, you know, I'm watching you watch the film, and, you know, Don Capers sends blitz 0 at them, which is going to leave Alshon Jeffrey one-on-one every time within the 5-yard line, and they never go to Alshon within the 5-yard line. That kind of stuff is just maddening to me. And then, you know, at the end of the game, you know, Floyd is not rushing a passer, and Washington, Green Bay does a nice job at the end of every game. They use their tight end, and they chip the guy who's supposed to have contain and keep Aaron Rodgers in the pocket, and they chip
Washington hard, and he loses contain. And there goes Aaron Rodgers floating to his left again, and Jordy Nelson is streaking down the field. And it's like you're watching a rerun of the way they win at the end of every game.
We were talking yesterday with Zach Miller, or a couple days ago with Zach Miller, and I was bringing up, you were talking about clock management and how some guys, some coaches, some players, some people are just good at it, and they just have that part of their brain that works. I can't say it's a strong suit of mine. You know, Patrick Manley tells stories about Brad Maynard, and he said that Brad Maynard was a savant in understanding the clock and in saying, okay, if we want to do this, we have to take a timeout here. We've got to do this. We got to run this play. That'll bring us down to this. And he just had this innate ability to calculate that stuff in real time. How were you as a player? Were you a good clock manager in your head?
No, I wouldn't even know, to be honest with you. I didn't have the hot chocolate on the sideline like Brad Maynard and the time to do all that.
Well, that's right. He was bored.
I wasn't drinking hot chocolate and chicken broth on the sideline and talking about that. So no, but you know, I don't know. I mean, it's a lot harder in the moment and in the time. But we all know when we're out there, it's hard to do it. And you know, that's why you're making the money you're making. And you know, if your decisions come up wrong, then you were just wrong at that time. And at the end of that game, every decision the Bears made, whether it would be not to run the ball and not to run the timeout, or not to take the 10-second run off, or not to rush Floyd at the end of the day, or to leave LeBlanc 1-1 with Jordy Nelson, it all ended up being wrong. So you got to take the criticism, and everybody understands that when you're in this business.
And that tied up the all-time series. The all-time series of Bears and Packers now even. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What do we do now? What has happened to our civilization?
Olin, as always, we appreciate it. Look forward to listening. Yep. Post-game will be in studio after the Bears play Washington on Sunday.
Hey, guys, congratulations on your guys' show. And, Terry, what a great career, man. I enjoyed this with you all these years. Appreciate it, guys.
We've enjoyed you over the years as well, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Olin.
Thank you, guys.
Well, see there. See, you notice he said all these years too. Players, I don't listen to that. Yeah. Did I say? I said Sunday. Saturday is the Bears game. I should not say
Saturday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Saturday. I'm so used to saying Sunday, but it's not. It is Saturday.
It's your Christmas Eve treat.
312-644-6767. The penultimate Boers and Bernstein show between now and 6. Looking forward to a conversation with Lars Anderson at 3:00.
Oh, it's a great day. Have you seen it yet?
I've not.
One of the
documentarians.
That's 5 stars out of 5 stars.
Behind the Lawrence Phillips story that's been airing on Showtime. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. We're going to have to get the Elias Sports Bureau to confirm this, but I'm pretty sure nobody in the association has ever had a night like the one DeMarcus Cousins had. Check the box score from last night. 55 points, 13 rebounds. That's impressive. Guys have done that before, but nobody's done it the way he did it. By scoring his 54th point to give Sacramento a 2-point lead with 35 seconds left, getting fouled, yapping at the Blazers bench, losing his mouthpiece, getting teed up, getting ejected, sprinting off the court, getting the tee rescinded, getting unejected, and getting back on the court and hitting a free throw to give him 55. And then he blocked a Damian Lillard shot at the other end. It was ridiculous. He said as much. In fact, he said it 5 times in one answer with the media. So yes, he dropped 55 points in one night and ridiculous 5 times in a single answer. That about sums it up. Ridiculous. Ridiculous and awesome. I'm Jim Rome.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... Or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now. Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $2819 due at signing. Or get up to $3250 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
9970.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way to do it. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress her every curve. More than a gift, they're feeling. An invitation to relax, stay a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today. Run out of time here, better hurry. And give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't have to wrap. You know this. It's special gift, free gift packaging. It's terrific. Christmas delivery. Yeah, it'll be there. Don't worry about them. They're on the money. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJ's and tell them the score sent you.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Tracks, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, not fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualified buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
Winter is coming. Escape to a tropical paradise, to something different, something better. The five-time award-winning Marival Hotels in Nuevo Vallarta. Fly nonstop. Extraordinary accommodations, superb dining and drinks, endless features, all included. Book by December 31st and save up to 45% with an instant ticket to paradise special. Get yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Make yours at awardwinningvacation.com. Nothing compares. See for yourself.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's three gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bolingbrook Golf Club. This five-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and seven lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bolingbrook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bolingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bolingbrookgolfclub.com.
Interesting items in music. White Christmas was written by Jewish songwriter Irving Berlin somewhere around the year 1940. Different accounts give different dates. The most well-known version is the Bing Crosby version, which just so happens to be the biggest selling single of all time, with sales over 100 million. Add to that sales from various other artist performances, and the song has easily sold over 150 million. Interestingly enough, Berlin hated the version recorded by Elvis, so much so that he tried to get it banned from radio.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Working inside of people sometimes is not real easy. Again, we just, all we can do as coaches is, look at what's on the field and, evaluate it and make a decision. And it's all about what's best for the team.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get them out there. Anytime you're out there, it's always an evaluation opportunity for both him and everybody. But, a two-game sample, may not always tell the truth.
John Fox and my guy, Vic Fangio, at Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And, even if that's what you thought of Kyle Foley, we were talking about this earlier in the show, and with Olin as well. Is that really necessary to do it that way? Is it really just, like, we didn't have any luck with injuries, and okay, he can, move on, and hopefully he'll find a happy home, and rather than do that and raise everybody's eyebrows around the league, then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, what? He doesn't want to play even when he's healthy. What? Wait, what did he say? I mean, why do you want to do that to him? Now, I don't know what's right or wrong. I don't know that he does or he doesn't.
Wait, there's a missing piece here. I'm convinced there's something else that we should know about
this.
Know
that we don't.
That we don't know.
Yeah,
and maybe it's going to come from Fuller himself. And a texter makes a good point that he is from a football family.
He sure is.
It could be he's playing for that reason and not because he wants to. And even at the highest levels.
Yeah, that's true.
There are guys who finally reach that point that they don't want to play anymore. All of us around youth sports, and I've seen it for, since age four, so almost 10 years now. No, 9 full years of various sports. You know those kids. When you're coaching those kids, and especially now that I'm around 12-year-olds, if they're the people still playing baseball, people still playing hockey,
mm-hmm.
More so baseball, though. This is when the guys who are still doing it and the girls who are still doing it really love it and want to be out there. Because... It pains me as a sports parent. One of the things that is really uncomfortable. You can't tell another parent unless you are actually the coach of the team, depending on how high level the team is. But if you're just another parent, I've seen it, and I know there are some teammates that my son has had where the kids don't want to play, and you can see it in their eyes, you can see it in how they practice, you can see it in how they behave in the locker room, how they are, carrying their bag to and from.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's awful, but you can't say anything. You can't say, hey, by the way, your kid really doesn't want to be here. Or your kid sometimes acts out or is a complete practice turd and it's hurting everybody. But, they do it. But it's all you care about in youth sports is, are they having fun?
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine what it's like after somebody...
That's all it should matter, by the way. But, just your
sure.
sentence right there. That's it.
Are they having fun? Are they enjoying it? But it's one thing if you're talking about travel level and there's a different level of competition. And those kids want to compete. Those kids are a little more driven, a little more motivated at that point, and you get that too, and you try to rise to that level, and make it. But they should also be having fun. It's still at that point about having fun. But I can only you can see it in a professional's eyes too, and Olin was talking about it too. Especially football, especially that sport. There's got to come a time where somebody just says, "Man, I got to stop doing this, or I don't like it anymore, or I like it better when I'm hurt." And that way I don't have to go out there.
There are guys that get that way. I can't question, maybe that is. I don't know.
It's got to be terrible,
though. It happens.
It's got to be terrible. It's easy to demonize them and call them out and say, oh, they're not footballing enough. And if when you're paying them, I guess some of that is justified because they signed a contract. They made a commitment to you as an adult and as a professional. But I would hate to have that feeling for somebody to dedicate their life to doing something and then they wake up and they realize they just don't want to anymore.
Great.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Looking for family fun this winter? Join NU at Welsh Ryan Arena. Single game tickets and family plans on sale at NUSports.com. Following knee surgery in August, Bears cornerback Kyle Fuller will remain on injured reserve, though, through the end of the season.
Anytime a guy gets injured, it's disappointing. It's nobody's fault. I think, in this case, we just didn't deem him our best option for a roster spot to move to the active roster right now.
That's head coach John Fox, who also says receiver Kevin White was never a possibility to come back from IR. He's not cleared medically. Meanwhile, at practice today, Eddie Goldman had to sit out. Corey Crawford hopes he'll play for the Blackhawks Friday when they face Colorado. He is coming back from the appendectomy. Marian Hossa questionable with an upper body injury. The Bulls just beat up on Detroit a couple of nights ago. They will play at home against the Wizards tonight. The White Sox have outrighted reliever Matt Perk. The Scores Holiday Broadcast is brought to you by Viking Ski Shop. Shop Viking for great holiday specials. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
Caring and Compassionate Presence Medical Group doctors are available when and where you need them. You can even book appointments for evenings and weekends. With hundreds of doctors and office locations, there's one near you. Go to presencehealth.org/docs to find a Presence Medical Group doctor today.
Grabbing some phone calls on Sports Radio 670 South Bend. This is Rick. He's on the Score.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, I don't think these three college kids are setting any kind of precedent by not going to a bowl game. Jerry DiNardo was on this morning with Mully and Hanley and told a story about when he was at Notre Dame and they were getting ready to go to their first ever bowl game. I believe it was the Cotton Bowl. Eric Parsegian was the coach, and Doak Walker walked into the office and said, I came to play at Notre Dame because you don't go to bowl games, and I'm not going to this one. Now, I understand that times back then were different than they are now, and maybe the motivation to not go was different, but the basic setup about not going to play after the season is still there.
That has nothing to do with preserving one's professional future. That's the key difference here, is prioritizing health and safety and prioritizing the ability to make sure you're presenting the best possible NFL prospect product rather than play for the team that's giving you the scholarship. That's why this case is different.
Okay, so in other words, it's all based on going to the NFL and playing and making money, as opposed to
The point is, you can't hold it against a first round draft pick to be, or an any round draft pick to be, to say, I right now, as currently constituted, I am not going to play for my college team anymore because I don't have to, I don't want to, and I want to make sure that I'm absolutely prepared to be an NFL football player.
Okay, that's terrific. I understand.
Okay, thanks, Rick.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's odd. From Doak Walker said he came to Notre Dame because they don't go to bowl games.
I don't remember that, but
was that considered sort of they were too cool for it or too good for it?
Oh yeah, there weren't any bowls. That's where. Yeah, well, no, I don't know if it was too cool or whatever. They just weren't affiliated with anybody, and they said we're not part of your bowl picture. I don't remember exactly the reasons why, but that's been decades ago. But yeah. Yeah, I remember that they didn't, because if you look at I looked through their football record enough to see there weren't any bowl games in it at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took it for granted.
And regarding the sports character stuff and football character, the 847 says, I coached club volleyball for 20 years. I had tons of parents ask me stuff like, their sister or brother was so much better than they are. Why is that? I so wanted to tell them why. Yeah, coaches know. You know who those kids are. And the 331 said, didn't we go through this with Tommy La Stella and the Cubs? I guess we did.
Yeah.
It's just odd that it's baseball. At that level of Major League Baseball, it is sort of strange. But he always sort of had that about him, too. That was the case to him even in college. that he was somebody who was just sort of pushed and pushed and pushed and bred to be this overachieving hitter and kind of was, but it wasn't always a self-motivator.
I think we've come to this time. We've been at it for a while now. And I've seen enough of the parents come and go because their kid wasn't getting enough playoff time, playing time, so they quit the team. And I don't know if it was the kid's idea. I don't think so. But everything now seems to me, when you watch them, and they're the traveling teams we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Your son plays on them.
Yep.
And they have two grandkids who play. I mean, that and basketball. That everything now is as a measuring stick for the major leagues or the NBA or the. I think there's three kids who quit the team after last summer because they weren't getting enough playing time. Two of those kids could barely walk to the car without falling down. I mean, they're not hidden treasures that if you take them somewhere else, they're going to be good. Approach it as a parent, like what you just touched on. Have a good time. This is not a tryout. The odds of you being on the Cubs or the Mariners, even the Mariners, the White Sox, are astronomical.
The odds of you even playing at a Division III college are astronomical. Come on.
So please, I mean, I want you people to find some logic in your head somewhere to think about what you're doing.
Yeah, and you get the parents that shop around their kid. They don't make travel team, so then they go, they'll get an apartment somewhere that allows them to say they're a resident of a different community and try out for another travel team. Or the parents will start a team on their own and call it the somethings, and they'll buy the uniforms and they'll just to say their kid plays travel ball. It's crazy. I mean, I had this conversation after, what are we in, 9 years, 10 years or whatever of organized baseball. And because he's been going to camp, he's been going to overnight camp for 4 weeks and just loves it and can't wait to get there. He's miserable when he gets home because he's not at camp anymore. And it's just a camp. It's not a baseball camp. It's not a hockey camp. It's just chasing frogs. It's the same place I went, same place my dad went, same place many of our listeners went. And he came home after this year and he said, I want to go 8. And I said, all right, well, here's the thing. I said, you know, you've made a commitment to a travel baseball team for next year. We can't go 8 this summer. And I said, you know, when you go 8, that is it for baseball. I said, you put up, you know, most of your life, the majority of your life you put into to organized ball. He's played for like 17 total different organized teams between fall and travel and spring and everything else. And I said, are you okay with that? I said, what would make you happier? Playing baseball and going 4 or spending all 8 weeks in the woods? And he said, without question, all 8 weeks in the woods. And I said, then your decision is made. End of discussion. I said, you do what would make you happy.
Yeah.
That's
all
there
is to it. It's too often lost on people. What makes the kid happy? Not what makes your dumbass happy.
Right.
What makes the kid happy? I don't get it, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And I no matter if it's like talking to cement. I mean, there's no hope here. It is so far out of control. So, I mean, you fully expect it. You fully expect it at some point. And you hear him yelling during games.
I know. You can only imagine what hockey's like. You can only imagine. The amount of money. The parents I've talked to, the kids that he's played with who have moved to some of these elite travel teams, and the checks they have to cut. Oh, my God. And then when you really see it, We had a skate over the summer, which is, you know, it's just some rink time buzzer hockey where they're just, you know, in shifts, just on and off, just staying on the ice a little bit in the summer. There were two kids that were here for a Blackhawks like prospect camp of some kind, 12 years old. One was from Germany and one was from Sweden, and they were just looking for ice time. So they're out there with us, you know, just we're, you know, NWHL kids, right? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you saw it. And the other kids just got off the ice. They're like, oh, holy crap. And you know, these were elite international prospects. And you saw what that looked like. The difference between a 12-year-old that looks like that. And the dads were just standing, arms folded, noses to the glass, grim-faced, just staring. Not the rest of us, you know, yucking it up and, you know,
because he knows
telling stories. Yeah. But, oh, no, they were here just for this reason. I don't even know if they got a decent skate out of it, really, but maybe a decent work. But that's when you had the talk with some of these kids that thought they were all that. Some of these kids they're saying, hey, how'd that look? How'd that look to you? You get it now?
Yeah.
You see? And the chances of those kids playing in the NHL are probably slim and none.
I would happily teach that class if I had to. I just you realize that even with the size of some of today's high schools mm-hmm. and the keen competition that starts at such an early age,
yep.
you better be traveling somewhere or you ain't nothing to any of us.
Right,
okay,
sure.
Fine, great. I mean, screw the major leagues or the NHL or the NBA or any of that. Right. I mean, because I'll tell you what, I have seen some really, really good young basketball players.
I bet.
Oh, my God. Holy crap.
That you know.
That I know.
That sport doesn't lie either.
That I know. That I know. Yep. But I just don't quite get the mentality. I don't understand it. You're not doing your kid any good.
And sometimes you just need that old-fashioned ass-kicking to have it. Like I've heard some Cooperstown stories where some of these really good travel teams go out to Cooperstown, and then they end up facing Cobb County, Georgia, or they end up facing one of these Texas teams
mm-hmm.
or a California League team, or like that team that had, what was the one with Bryce Harper, Chris Bryant and Joey Gallo
Good
on
luck
it.
With that.
You know, right. And, and they lose, and there's no slaughter rule. Some of these Cooperstown games, they lose 44-6.
Yeah.
It's like the second inning, the other team, like, you can't record an out.
Yeah, don't take the kid's joy away
right.
because you're a miserable bastard. Don't do that.
That is great advice. Don't take the kid's joy away because you are a miserable bastard. He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
It's all over.
Tomorrow, cap off the Scores Holiday Show with the final Bores and Bernstein show ever. Yep, after 17-plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Bores and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you.
I'm mad. I'm angry.
Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person.
Bye, Cracky.
Don't miss the final Bores and Bernstein show ever.
Who cares?
On Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Chance to donate for 2016.
Hey, Chicago baseball fans. The hit book, What It Takes, is now available for purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other major websites. Follow the journey of average fan Jacob Riley when, as a gimmick, he gets a chance to play baseball on the north side of Chicago. Can his hard work and ingenuity help him bat over 200, contribute to a major league team, and maybe even lead them to another championship title? Find out in J. Gerard Jr.'s exciting new book, What It Takes. If you're a true Chicago baseball fan, you have to have this book. That's What It Takes by J. Gerard Jr., available on Amazon and other major retailers. Buy it today.
Have you or a loved one been injured in an auto accident? You need representation you can trust. Hi, I'm Alex Memon, founding partner of the Memon Law Firm, sharksatlaw.com. Accidents are terrifying and can happen to anyone. Let the Memon Law Firm take the worry out of your hands and get you the compensation you deserve. Auto accident? Injured? Call in the Sharks at Memon Law Firm. Your Sharks at Law. sharksatlaw.com. Call us at 312-878-2357.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like cold. Or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This year, the Hyundai holidays are making everything merry and bright. That's because for a limited time, we're offering our most wonderful deals of the season on every new Hyundai. Plus, to keep that festive feeling going 10 years long, every Hyundai also comes backed by America's best warranty, our 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So go on, get merry at your Hyundai dealer. Drive home behind the wheel of a brand new Hyundai during the Hyundai Holiday Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your Hyundai dealer today. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai. The Hyundai holidays are the reason to buy now.
Lease the Elantra for just $119 a month for 36 months with $28.19 due at signing. Or get up to $3,250 in holiday bonus cash. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today or visit buyhyundai.com. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. For more information, call 877-248-1585.
The season to save is now during the Red Tag Sales event at Sunrise Chevrolet. And as our gift to you, we're rolling back prices. Our 2016 Chevys must go. Shop our huge inventory of Silverados, Cruises, Malibus, Trax, and more. Plus, get 0% financing on select new Chevys or lease a new 2017 Chevy Equinox LS for $189 a month. But hurry, these offers end with the holidays. Visit SunriseChevrolet.com, the bright way to buy.
Plus, tax, title, license, stock fee, 24-month lease with $30.49 due with signing financing to qualifying buyers with approved credit. Find new roads.
Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
Hello.
Who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are.
On CBS.
It's wicked awesome.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And boys and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We kind of branched off from the conversation we were having earlier in the show to back to pounding those who somehow have this odd belief that their kid is auditioning for the major leagues or the NHL when he's 10, 11, and 12.
No, part of the reason this came up is what they're talking about, what they're saying without saying it. With the Bears, in a strange twist, have chosen to put Kyle Fuller on blast. And they made it very clear that they don't think that he has a sufficient desire to play.
Right.
And it dovetails with some of what we talked about with both Matt Miller and Greg Gabriel yesterday about Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey and what constitutes this idea of football character. And it was much more striking when I read the transcripts of the interviews. And I want to thank Cody Westerlund for helping me transcribe sort of in real time yesterday. He's just an invaluable resource around here. And then this morning I went through and did the Miller stuff and just actually looking at the words. And then I juxtaposed some of the paragraphs and put it together in a piece today. It's at 670thescore.com. Just to look at it on one side, it says, I'm all for it. They do love football. They are dedicating themselves to the next phase of their football career. And like Matt said, don't talk to me about insurance policies or the school colors or all that. And it's just something that where I understand where Greg Gabriel is coming, even though I don't agree with Greg. When it's your job to do the risk management of the team, when you know it's a multi-million dollar investment and it's a huge investment of reputation and you're doing the vetting and it's on you to say, yes, this is worth our commitment to this player. Mm-hmm. I understand what he's saying. I know football's got to be really, really important to you. I just think that soon you're going to have to redefine it. That some of those old ideas like, yes, coach. Yeah, coach, I'll run through a wall for you. I'll do whatever you say. I'll play hurt. I won't report concussions. I don't care. I'll just get right back up there and buckle my chin strap and get back out there. That some of that just isn't reasonable. Some of that we now know, I think teams have to meet some of these players halfway, and not just in phony baloney ways either. And even at the college level, I did see that recently the reporting of brain injury was up in high school football, and it is destigmatized.
There's 17 deaths over the last 3 years.
They're building men. You know, they're teaching them life lessons until they're dead.
The last bastion of maleness.
That's it. The last bastion of American maleness and masculinity and men being manly men with their plastic hats running into each other, learning their life lessons.
Yeah.
You know, it's all going to change a little bit. And there could because you know that it's just it can't sustain this. Well, you get out there, you manly man, and bruise your brain for me. Do it for me. Do it for dear old state. No, screw you, screw dear old state. And if I'm going to get a paycheck doing this for the finite amount of time I can before I'm all my bones are broken, I'm going to do it on my terms. And I'm done supplying free labor.
There you have it.
This note from the ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. So guys, I'm surprised. A thoughtful discussion on the false narrative of football character. And not a single meathead has called, calling you out as wimps or calling you out as the reason for the decline of American manliness. This may be a new record. It's possible. Ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm. It is possible. I do not know. Next up, a football story well told by Lars Anderson about the unfortunate Lawrence Phillips and trying to understand both sides of
yeah, and him. They did a great job of that.
A genuinely bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe there were some understood reasons. But maybe the lesson to take away is how guys like that become who they are.
He's from Bleacher Report, right?
He is. He worked for Sports Illustrated for a long time and is now with Bleacher Report. Okay. And he's going to be our next guest.
Look forward to it.
On The Score.
And now a holiday greeting from Mully and Hanley.
Happy holiday, Score fans. And let us please wish upon you what man has longed for and sought after through the ages. And that, of course, is peace on earth. And be safe out there. Celebrate responsibly.
Also, thanks for helping make this station what it is.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday!
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed martial arts.
Zarnik takes Cleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
Two dedicated hero cops. Vince, Abel. One life-saving mission. Out to prove that no one is. Starring Illinois law enforcement. Featuring imprisonment, up to $25,000 in fines, no driver's license, special guest appearance by death, injury, and embarrassment. Drive sober or get pulled over. Tune in at InvincibleShow.com.
Danny, I just figured out that if I switch to Metro PCS, I get 2 Samsung Galaxy phones free.
Cool, Dad.
And I could be a super dad with 2 free Samsung Galaxy phones and call myself Double Galaxy Man.
Or you could give the second phone to your sidekick.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
That's right. 2 free Samsung Galaxy On 5 smartphones are all yours when you switch to Metro PCS. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
This holiday season, be sure to give gifts that everyone loves. Give gifts from Lover's Lane, like our Christmas bundle. It's 3 gifts in one. A piece of lingerie, petite to plus size. A bedroom toy, both totaling $100 or more. Then receive half off a love kit. What's a love kit? Our romance specialist will show you all the steamy details.
Ooh.
This holiday season, start playing together at Lover's Lane. If you can't decide, give a gift card.
Make your next golf outing one to remember by hosting it at one of Chicago's premier golf facilities, Bowling Brook Golf Club. This 5-star layout has it all. Elevated tees, rolling fairways, incredible greens, and 7 lakes. The driving range and golf academy are award-winning. Hurry, prime 2017 dates still available, but filling fast. Is a wedding in your future? Bowling Brook Golf Club is the perfect setting for the big day. From 8 to 800, your guests will be impressed. For more information on outings or weddings, visit bowlingbrookgolfclub.com. That's bowlingbrookgolfclub.com.
Hello, gentlemen. Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air in St. Charles.
So, you've asked us, why should I come to you for my diamond engagement ring?
That's like asking, why should I go to Wrigleyville to watch a ball game?
Well, that's true, dear, but let's make it clear why you should buy at the Diamond Air. Number one, unlike chain box stores, I hand select each diamond that comes into the store. So if that diamond has inclusions you can see with the naked eye, or if the color is yellowish, then it is unacceptable and we simply do not buy it. Also, as a second generation jeweler, I've been handling diamonds since I was about 6 years old. So I learned from my father and traveling to Belgium to purchase diamonds directly from the cutter. This skips a minimum of two middlemen, assuring you are paying the lowest price.
You will also never be bombarded by commissioned salespeople. You will sit in our comfortable diamond salon and actually have a blast shopping for your diamond. Call us at 630-355-RING to book your experience. And again, why is that, Billy?
Because with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less. Because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations. 1-877
cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.